Cover the presentation up, please. So today's talk is about the wise and foolish builders. Now, I've never been in a house that has been built so badly that I've had to worry too much about big storms or anything. But I have lived in earthquake zones, at which point I have been a little bit scared as to whether the foundation of the house that I've been in has been strong enough. Now, fortunately, we live in England in a place where it's pretty safe and we don't have to worry about whether things have been built very well, do we? Well, apart from Slough High Street on Monday evening. Anyway, so Jesus was talking about a wise and foolish builders, and he started it by saying, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. So wisdom is listening and then doing. Listen and do. So I thought it'd be really good to illustrate this by trying to think up about, you know, who are some wise people. Now, I'm not actually talking about those pictures that are on the overhead there. What I'm thinking about is someone who actually listens to me and does what I says. Does anyone know someone around in the congregation here who might listen to me and do what I say? Yeah, nobody. But my children will have to do for now because they're the closest we can get. So if my children could please come up. So I'm going to ask them to do a very, very simple task, and let's see if they can listen to what I say and if they're going to obey it. So, Rachel, I would like you to get up from your chair, go to the back of the church over in that corner, and go and see Sharon and do what she tells you. That didn't work very well. What was the problem there? She wasn't listening to me. Okay, Paul?
Yes?
Right. I would like you to get up from your chair and go to the back of the church in the corner over there, see Sharon and do what she tells you.
Wait. What's our recipe again?
Still not working. What was the problem? Listening, but not actually doing very much. Right, Rachel, let's try again. Rachel, I'd like you to get up from your chair, go to the back of the church, see Sharon, do what she says. What's the problem there? She couldn't be bothered. She gave up. Right. See if you get a bit more luck this time. Paul.
Yes?
I would like you to get up from your chair, go to the back of the church, see Sharon and do what she tells you. Okay, what went wrong there? He went the wrong way. He decided he can do things his own way. He wasn't actually really paying attention to what I said and actually doing it. Okay, Rachel, please. Can you get up from your chair, go to the back of the church, see Sharon, and do what she tells you? Ah, thank you. Right, you can go sit down. So, which one was the wise child? The one who listened and did what I said. So, for the last 2 years, we've been looking at, as Andy said, the Sermon on the Mount in our parade services. And it's Jesus talking there about how he wants us to live our lives, how we were created to live, and how we should do things, what he says. And today's the last one. And this talk about the wise and foolish builders is meant to sum up the whole thing. So what's a story about two builders got to do with all these things about what we should do? It doesn't seem really linked. I mean, is Jesus just telling us to learn how to be good builders and make good foundations? I don't think architecture was his main point. I think what he's telling us is that we need to listen to all those other things that have been spoken about over the last few years, and we need to do them. So we started with this talk about the secret of happiness. Jesus said, blessed are, happy are the people who do this, that, or the other. And some of the things just don't seem to always make a bit of sense to the way we do things nowadays. Because Jesus said things like, blessed are the poor. Well, happy are the poor people? That doesn't seem like what I see when I read books, when I watch TV. Seems to be that the poor people are not the happy ones. It's the ones who are rich. I think, well, you know, maybe I prefer to be rich and not poor. And actually, you know what? When I was a child, I had a dream that when I grew up, I wanted to have a big house. I wanted to have a beautiful wife and two lovely children. And I wanted to have a lovely, fast, red, shiny Porsche Carrera. That was going to be it. Well, I managed the beautiful wife. Two lovely children. And my car, well, yeah. It's red. it's good and it works. And, well, Jesus said that these aren't the things we need to concentrate on. That whether we're rich or poor isn't the thing. It's about following Jesus. Because those things don't make us happy. And honestly, not having had all the things that I dreamed of as a child hasn't made me unhappy. We also had a talk about being angry. And you see, when I was a child, I wasn't actually a very angry child. Anger wasn't one of those things you thought of as defining me. Apart from under one small situation. Small because he was about, you know, this much tall compared to me. My little brother. And so many times, things he did just wound me up. They made me angry pretty much every single day and every single night because I had to share a bedroom with him. Oh, and one time I got so angry with him, I said some really horrible things to him. And my dad heard. Ooh, I was in trouble. But you know what? My dad was right to be telling me off because Jesus said, whoever is angry with their brother and says bad things about them, they're really in big danger. And I was going against what Jesus said. I'm really not doing very well so far with what Jesus said. I sometimes still even get angry when I don't get the things that I want. And then we also had a bit of a talk about worry. And, well, I first thought I don't worry very much. But then I thought, well, I do worry about my wife and children and what how things are going to be for them. I worried a bit about the talk this morning. I worried, you know, is there going to be anyone here or listening? But Jesus said, don't worry about what you wear, what you eat, what you drink, because God will provide all those things. Now, some people I know think I should worry a little bit more about what I wear, but I still worry about too many things. It's not so good. There's so many more things that Jesus said, and we've gone over the last 2 years, and I haven't done them very well, because maybe I listened, and I didn't always obey, or I didn't obey consistently. I tried hard, but it's not always been working. So I thought to illustrate it this morning, we need to have a little bit of another parable. So if my helpers can come back up again, because we need to do the story of the wise and foolish bakers this morning. It's like the story of the wise and foolish builders, but a little bit different. So the first one was the wise baker. So the wise baker got out his recipe book and saw what he needed to cook. Okay, and he decided he'd get out all the ingredients. And then he'd switch the oven on. Turn around. He'd put on his apron. Get his scale set up with the measuring bowl. He would grease his pan. You get the big one. There you go. And then he would mix up his butter and his sugar together. Measuring them carefully first. That's right. Sugar. Yep. He's very careful, isn't he? Mix them together. Crack a couple of eggs. Put them in as well.
Where's the bin?
Mix that in. Add the flour. Measure that out. This is the fastest cake you've ever seen made, isn't it? Right. And once he's finished mixing that all together, then he's going to pour it into the pan and put it in the oven. Switch the timer on. Wait. Ding! And out comes a beautiful cake. And then there was the not quite so wise baker. This one took the recipe book. Didn't need that. Took her apron. Decided it wasn't really her colour scheme. And threw some ingredients into a bowl very quickly. That was lots of sugar there. And more sugar. Flour. She hasn't really bothered measuring anything very well, has she, here, either? And eggs. Oh, she didn't even bother taking the shells off. Oh, this is not going well. As for the butter, well... Okay. And then she put it in her ungreased baking pan. Put it in the oven. And sat and waited, fell asleep, and when she smelt something burning, got it out, and oh dear, it didn't really work very well. Thank you, you guys. You're doing well today. Double Harry Day. So what happens, though, if I've been like the foolish baker, if I have messed things up? Because, you know, I would like to have the good cake, but I'd like to have a good life. But if I mess things up, what can I do? You see, the Bible tells us, though, that that's what Jesus knows, is that we can't do these things by ourselves. That's why Jesus came. He came to rescue us from our sin, to rescue us from our mistakes, from the ways we do mess up, and we don't live the way he said. We can't live that, those ways that he said the whole time, but instead, what he comes is to rescue us and to give us a new heart and to make us new. And then he puts his Holy Spirit inside us, which helps us to live the way which he's called us to, the way he's talked about in the Sermon on the Mount all the way through. It's this new heart that we need inside of ourselves. And then we need to listen and do what he says. And you can see that as we listen to what Jesus says, we'll find it easier to do what he says. And the more we do it, the more we'll become more like him, the better we can obey. And when we do that, we'll find that actually it is a good life. It is an interesting life. It's fun. It's not something that's, you know, at first it might seem, oh, difficult, I don't want to do things following the right rules. But actually, as we find it, we find it freeing and a better way to live. And I don't need to worry about money. I don't need to... or Jesus will help me in controlling my anger and things. With God's help, we can. But what we need to do is we need to listen to what Jesus has said, and then we need to do it. So as Jesus said in this story, the wise person is the one who listens and then puts it into practice.